In this episode of Blick on Flix, NSTA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff takes your questions about science on TV and in the movies.
Question 1. In the book Riddle Me This, a DC Super Friends title, Cyborg rings a carnival strength tester bell to break several funhouse mirrors. I've heard of sound breaking glass before, but I thought the sound had to be high-pitched, not just loud. That's a great question. Sound really can break glass, but it isn't quite as simple as the sound being loud or high-pitched. The key is that the sound waves match the natural resonant frequency of the glass. If you tap the side of a good quality wine glass, you'll hear it ring with a clear tone, and that depends on the size and thickness of the glass. If you want to break a glass with sound, you'll need to play a tone of the same frequency, or pitch, as the one the glass makes when you tap it. Science teachers doing this demonstration usually use a very powerful marine speaker to break a glass beaker. I've posted a link to a video of this on the online version of this podcast. In one episode of the Mythbusters, they hired a singer to see if he could create the right note with his voice and break a glass that way. So, Cyborg might get lucky enough that the bell would match the natural frequency of one mirror, but there's no way the single bell could break several mirrors of varying shape and size. Even being off by a tiny amount will prevent the sound from breaking the glass. Question 2. This comes from Superman Classic, Superman vs. Bizarro, an I Can Read book. Superman uses his freezing breath to put out a fire. Would that work? Why would cold air extinguish a fire better than warm? It turns out there are three things a fire needs to propagate: fuel, oxygen, and high temperatures. If any one of the three is missing, the fire will go out. Fuel is the stuff that's burning. In a wood-burning stove, it's the wood. In a gas range, the fuel is the propane or natural gas. When all the wood or gas is gone, the fire will go out. Combustion, or fire, is the combination of the fuel with oxygen, so if there is no oxygen, the fire will go out. Many fire extinguishers work by smothering the fire, preventing oxygen from reaching the fuel. Finally, the materials have to be hot enough for the fire to keep the reaction between the fuel and oxygen going. Wood is exposed to oxygen in the air all the time, but it doesn't ignite without some help from a match or other hot object. Carbon dioxide and water are used in fire extinguishers because they do two things well. They cool the fuel down, and they deprive the fire of oxygen. When the CO2 leaves the fire extinguisher, it expands and cools to the point that it forms solid crystals of dry ice, and I've got a video of that online too. Superman's freezing breath would still have some oxygen in it, so it wouldn't be quite as good as a fire extinguisher, but the cold would certainly work to put out the fire. Question 3. In the Curious George movie from 2006, George and Ted, better known as the man with the yellow hat, hang from a bunch of helium balloons and they get pulled along by a kite.
Mr. George is floating away!
Hang on, little fella! I'm coming for you!
Would that work? Ah, yes. I must admit to being very familiar with this movie, as my daughter loves it. I have a lot of issues with the balloon scene in this movie. It takes a lot of balloons to hold up a person, and exactly balancing the lift from the balloons with the weight of the person is not easy. Adding George should cause Ted, played by Will Ferrell, to sink. But that wasn't your question. You're right to be suspicious, since the kite is much, much smaller than the bunch of balloons Ted and George hang from. A kite is held up by the wind because it has a large surface area and not much mass. The bunch of balloons would actually be a better kite than the kite, so the balloons would pull Ted and George along, kite or no kite. That said, I do like the message of the movie that museums should have at least some interactive exhibits for kids and adults to play with and learn from.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flix.